Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
There was so much to see yesterday and to hear yesterday, but I guess for me personally, one of the things that stood out was the fact that there was now a woman up there on that stage and that there was a woman of color. You know, I have twin daughters, and after they won the election, it was the first thing I did was I text them both, and I just said, you can be president one day if you want to. And you couldn't say that before to your daughters. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine what parents are, you know, today thinking and feeling after seeing yesterday, if you have, you know, a child, a little girl, maybe a little black girl or a little Indian girl or a little Asian girl, and to see that you can now point to somebody on the TV who is now in the highest offices, one of the highest offices in the world, and say that could be you one day.
Yeah, I watched it at a restaurant because I just kind of didn't want to be alone at my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting there, and I was when she got sworn in, I stood up and started clapping. It just kind of took me over. And I was one of only like two people there. And I got a lot of stares because nobody else was really watching it the way that I was.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right.
Him, President Biden yelling in the background.
All right.
Just a moment, and I don't know about you guys, but yeah, I was overly emotional, I think. But I was, you know, seeing and talking to some other people like online, and like this feeling of hope that I haven't felt in a moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel that perhaps it's almost like we all got out of a bad breakup, kind of. And it was a little cathartic going through what the last 4 years were like, sort of just feeling that now maybe we all can get along a little bit better as a human race. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I walked away with.
I was babysitting yesterday, and I walked into the house, and the baby is 6 months old, and she was wearing a Girls Can Do Anything shirt, and it was purple. And I was like, why are you doing this to me? I'm emotionally unstable as it is. And but the same thing you were saying, Carson, like knowing that she's 6 months. Obviously, she's not going to remember, but the fact that you can do anything you want. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was growing up, my dad always said, you're going to be president one day. And that's just him. But I really can be, you know, and that so many women now, it's taken way too long to get here. But the fact that there is a woman in position of power and we can all see us in Vice President Harris now.
And the fact that her mother immigrated, you know, she's first generation here in the United States. Her mother immigrated from India. Her father is Jamaican. And now she is the Vice President of the United States of America. That is wild.
It's wonderful.
That is just, I think it just speaks to what our country is supposed to be about.
Yes.
And then after all of that, you have this young lady get up there, this poet laureate. None of us knew her name yesterday. Her books now have gone to number one and number two on Amazon. They're not even out yet.
She was the best part of the whole inauguration.
I agree with you 100%. Her name was Amanda Gorman. Here's a little bit of her poem yesterday.
And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gaze not to what stands between us, but what stands before us.
Just got a text from the 508. I took my now 7-year-old daughter voting with me in the primaries, and she was floored that women weren't allowed to vote at one point in time.
And it wasn't that long ago.
Right. No. And when Kamala won the vice presidency, she was even floored that women weren't allowed to be considered before it. It's just such a momentous
Let's never forget day. Geraldine Ferraro, who was the first woman to run for vice president, I believe, back in the day.
Yep.
There were a lot of other pretty interesting moments. I think Joe Biden's speech I think this speaks volumes to how great his speech was. Somebody on Fox News said it was the greatest speech they had ever witnessed, and they were there when JFK gave his speech.
Yep.
My whole soul was in it. Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
I feel he tried to really reach out to people who are not happy today,
right?
That the person they believe that to be president isn't there, and that they're hurting, and he recognized that, and you know, he said, if you didn't vote for me, and you want to give me a shot, okay, that's democracy. That's why we're here.
And I really feel like that has to be the overarching theme of at least his first year in office, is that we're all just one people. And no one gets out of here alive. Like, we're all just walking each other home. Let's not fight the whole time.
Oh, Dan!
Yes.
Let's not fight the whole time.
I want to play some audio, actually, from the vice president's speech.
We not only see what has been, we see what can be. We shoot for the moon, and then we plant our flag on it. We are bold, fearless, and ambitious. We are undaunted in our belief that we shall overcome, that we will rise up. This is American aspiration.
Also from the 508, I did get my vaccine yesterday. So many emotions. My heart is filled with so much hope.
It's incredible.
My mother-in-law had to leave watching it all to go get her first dose yesterday. Uh-huh.
Amazing.
What a special day, though.
Yeah, so I was like, that's all right, I got you. I text her a YouTube video. I was like, here's the president's speech you can watch. She's like, thank you, I missed it.
I saw her post on Facebook.
Did she?
She was like, I had to leave, but Joe Biden would have told me to go get that vaccine. I was like, you go, Mimi.
Oh, Mimi.
I love that you're friends with my mother-in-law on Facebook.
I'm not, but she tagged a bunch of people in it. Atlanta. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even see that yet.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.